Magashule has belligerent and at times incoherent conversation with journalists before he briefly appeared in court was broadcast live on state television.
I hear people saying there are 70 charges against me. Which are those charges? You are a journalist. Just tell me about one charge.
But the counts against him and his alleged co-conspirators are as clear as they can be on the state prosecutor's indictment and include money laundering, theft and fraud. The charges were originally brought not against Magashule, but against some of his housing department officials. They were laid in 2015 by a senior member of the opposition Democratic Alliance, the DA, in the Free State, Leona Kleinant.
We were contending that the whole contract was completely illegal. The former Premier, Ace Magashule, every single contract in the Free State had to go through his office.
But, says Kleinant, even after the matter first appeared in court 6 years ago, Magashule and his co-accused allegedly continued skimming money from the phony contract.
It was after that that we went and laid charges against Ace Magashule himself, because they had known everything about this and our allegations, and they had done absolutely nothing to stop it or to investigate it. A week after our court case, the payments continued again.
Magashule says the case against him is being driven by political rivals in the ANC, including President Cyril Ramaphosa. He's even suggested that America's Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, is part of the conspiracy.
I want to be in the box. I want to be in the box. South Africans should know what is happening in this country.
You claim the FBI is after you. That's a very serious allegation. Is that still what you stick by?
Have I ever claimed that FBI is after me?
Yes.
I've said FBI. Just give me chance so that I actually talk about these things in a court of law.
The ally and friend of former President Jacob Zuma insists that Ramaphosa's piggybacking on the DA's false and political attack on his integrity, a claim that Kleinant says she finds laughable.
It's not political in the sense that we are now out to get Ace Magashule. That's not the point. The fact of the matter is that $255 million were stolen from the Department of Human Settlements under the name of people living under asbestos roofs. Those people still live under asbestos roofs, so this is about justice.
At an ANC meeting yesterday, Ramaphosa said his administration's war on corruption has only just started.
We have demonstrated that we will not stand by for wrongdoing, no matter who is involved. We will not protect any ANC leader, public representative, or member who faces charges of corruption or other serious offenses. The law must take its course and justice must be done.
Political analysts say that if the president backs these words with action, scores of ANC officials, even some of Ramaphosa's cabinet ministers, will soon be on trial for graft and other financial crimes. And the future of Africa's oldest liberation movement turned mainstream political party will be grim. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.